Chair, High Commissioner, Your Excellencies, colleagues. Like others before me, my delegation wishes to pay tribute to the High Commissioners here at his final ExCom. Sir, your fearless, energetic leadership of an organisation mandated with one of the world's truly complex policy and operational challenges has been valued by us all. In a role that runs so close to the deep grief of those under its care, those fleeing home and country, your deeply personal and passionate contribution to their cause will be your legacy. Mr. Chairman, at last year's meeting, the international community anguished over the highest level of refugees since World War II. Today we meet in the context of even higher levels of displacement. Despite our best efforts, more people have become forcibly displaced, more people have died at sea, refugee situations have persisted and become more protracted, and new crises have emerged. Global displacement has become much bigger than our humanitarian system can manage alone. The international community must step up and put displacement and global mobility at the heart of our international agendas, including the development agenda, where it belongs. Australia supports the United Nations process to reform the international humanitarian response architecture. The World Humanitarian Summit in May next year must deliver a nimble humanitarian system which responds to different types of humanitarian crises in the most effective fashion. Mr. Chairman, global displacement will not stop unless we address its root cause: enduring conflict, the absence of the rule of law, of protections, of livelihoods, and of hope. We welcome the High Commissioner's initiative to focus his year's dialogue on protection challenges on understanding and addressing root causes of displacement. We see that the human consequences of the conflicts in Syria and Iraq are devastating. Australia commends the countries in the region, Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, and Egypt, which continue to bear the brunt of the population of displaced persons. We understand our role in international burden sharing and call on all states to assist. Australia has now provided $230 million in humanitarian assistance to help those most affected by the conflicts in Syria and Iraq. It is all of our responsibilities to ensure that the system of international protection is dynamic and capable of harnessing new ideas to achieve solutions in the face of large-scale and protracted displacement in a context of ongoing conflict. Mr. Chairman, it is relevant to focus on the complexity of contemporary displacement as well as its humanitarian character. What we witness today with the current flows of people into Europe reminds us of the need to collectively consider responses to mixed flows of refugees and migrants. To ensure that the system of international protection is sustainable, that hosting states are able to cope, that asylum and resettlement remains on the table, we cannot ignore this complexity or the needs of differentiated responses. In the absence of our efforts, pernicious intermediaries will flourish. In particular, we know that people smugglers are prospering from their dangerous and criminal trade. Australia's firm response to people smuggling and continued cooperation with our regional partners have saved thousands of lives of those who would otherwise have succumbed to the false promises of people smugglers. It has also enabled us to give refuge to those most in need. Consistent with our record over decades of permanently resettling thousands of refugees, Australia was pleased to announce recently that we would resettle an additional 12,000 refugees from Syria and Iraq, registered with UNHCR in Lebanon, Jordan and Turkey. We have already moved into action to fulfil this commitment. To this end, we ask you, High Commissioner, to ensure that resettlement service and its important role remains a priority and funded within the agency. These refugees will be met with Australia's world-class settlement services. Australia has dedicated over $500 million over the next 4 years to help these refugees call Australia home, a place where rights are balanced with responsibilities. Mr. Chairman, Australia recognises that UNHCR is facing extraordinary challenges in responding to displacement and mass migration and refugee movements. We are eager to continue our strong and enduring partnership with UNHCR to address root causes of displacement, support the delivery of life-saving humanitarian assistance, promote lawful and orderly migration, and secure durable solutions for those people in need of protection. In conclusion, Mr. Chairman, we must not underestimate the challenges facing all of us. Equally, we should not downplay the opportunities. Thank you.